Hello, my brethren. I'm speaking to believers right now. There's a doctrine, a solid doctrine. That being the doctrine of the rapture. We know it will happen. The question is, what's the timing of it? And I want to come to you today to say it doesn't matter when. Jesus Christ himself told us that we would not know the hour of his coming. And yes, there's scriptures that say, from the Apostle Paul, that we are not children of the night. So that day won't come as you come to you as a thief in the night. And it won't. You know why? Because whenever Jesus Christ decides, or I should say, whenever the Father decides to allow his Son to come and get us, all of us, regardless if we're pre-trib or post-trib, at that second, at that twinkling of the eye, we will be gathered. It doesn't matter if we think it's coming before the tribulation or after the tribulation, whatever, it doesn't matter. We should watch the headlines in the news. We should be aware of what's happening in the world. And we should be doing everything we can to bring every soul that we come in contact with to accept Jesus Christ. And my mother taught me something very valuable. That the best way that we can do that, brothers and sisters, is live a life that he would be proud of. And be joyful in your life. Be filled with the Holy Spirit as much as you can be. Because your life will be a testimony to those around you that may not believe. And guess what? There's going to come a day when you disappear. And those people that didn't attest to your beliefs are going to say, gee, they believed in that guy, that Jesus guy. And they were pretty neat. That person was pretty cool. I liked that person. They were always happy and didn't treat me like trash, like most of the other people in the world. Maybe there was something to that. Maybe there was something to their faith that they openly and with joy shared with me. So my brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter when we think we're going to be called to the Lord. It doesn't matter when he wills it, when his Father decides that it is time, we will be gathered. It's the will of the Father, which is why Christ himself said when he was in his earthly body, he didn't even know the day or the hour. Because it wasn't in his power to know it at that time. Even the Son of God, in his perfection, he wasn't granted the knowledge of the exact day and hour. So I'll say this to you guys that believe. Why should we be so arrogant to be setting dates on a date that not even the Son of God knew? I hope you guys decide to listen to my prior podcasts, specifically the one about my Paul experience, because I've been praying on it, and I believe that experience that I had was a shadow of what we will all experience at the rapture. I believe that my experience was to reveal to me what to look for, what to know is the second coming of Christ. Specifically, the gathering of his elect. If all of us that believe experience what I experienced, there's no way we're going to miss it, guys. It's going to be impossible to miss it. And I guess that's my point right now. All of us that believe have to do one thing: to keep believing. Day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, second by second. We just have to keep believing on the blood of Jesus Christ. On the blood of Yeshua ben Yosef. Our Mashiach Nagid, Messiah the King. That is who will overcome. Those that hold the faith to the very, very, very end. Whenever that comes. Before the time of God's wrath or after the time of God's wrath or Satan's wrath. We must hold on to the faith that we so hold dear. That's my message. Pre-trib, post-trib, don't matter. We will know when it's time. Because with a great sound of a trumpet, we will be transformed. Whenever that time comes, just hold on to your faith in the man. That's all that matters. As long as you keep your faith in the man, Jesus Christ, you win. I love you all. Brothers and sisters, keep the faith.